This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden arrived in Israel on Wednesday, kicking off a high-stakes trip to the Middle East dominated by efforts to persuade Gulf allies to pump more oil and bring Israel and Saudi Arabia closer together. Biden will spend 2 days in Jerusalem for talks with Israeli leaders before meeting Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas on Friday in the occupied West Bank. Afterward, he will take a direct flight from Israel to Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, a first for an American president, for talks with Saudi officials and to attend a summit of Gulf allies. U.S. officials say the trip, Biden's first to the Middle East as president, could produce more steps towards normalization between Israel and Saudi Arabia, historic foes, but also two of America's strongest allies in the region. Biden's trip aims to promote regional stability, deepen Israel's relationships in the region, and counter Iranian influence and aggression by Russia and China. The White House says President Biden will try to limit physical contact during his Mideast trip due to the rising COVID cases, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
While flying to Israel, the president's spokeswoman said the goal was to minimize contact as much as possible. And after landing in Tel Aviv, the president did dole out some fist bumps, but then reverted to his old ways, with an arm around a back, a handshake. There's intense speculation about what he'll do in Saudi Arabia and whether he'll shake hands with the crown prince, whom U.S. intelligence says probably sanctioned a critic's killing. There appeared to be few COVID precautions in place before the president's trip. Yesterday, he mingled and shook hands with lawmakers at a White House picnic. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. The United Nations reported positive results from the first face-to-face talks in months between Russia and Ukraine on a plan to block the export of Ukrainian grain. Russia said, meanwhile, it has presented a package of proposals for a, quote, practical and quick solution to the problem. Military officials from Russia, Ukraine, and Turkey and UN envoys met Wednesday in Istanbul for talks on a plan to export Ukrainian grain to world markets through the Black Sea. Ukraine is one of the world's largest exporters of wheat, corn, and sunflower oil. The war has trapped about 22 million tons of grain inside Ukraine, endangering food supplies in many countries and raising global food prices. The Vatican names three women to the office that vets bishop nominations, AP correspondent Walter Ratliff reports.
For the first time in its history, three women are going to serve as members of the Vatican office that vets men to be appointed as bishops in the Roman Catholic Church. The Dicastery for Bishops oversees the work of most of the Church's 5,300 bishops who run dioceses around the world. The Pope still makes the final call and can bypass candidates proposed by its ambassadors and vetted by the Council. Analysts say the Pope's decision to appoint the two sisters and one laywoman represents a significant response to calls to give women a greater say in church decision-making. I'm Walter Ratliff.
A judge in the U.S. outside of Washington has rejected a request from actor Amber Heard to set aside the judgment awarded in favor of her ex-husband, actor Johnny Depp. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zarletta reports.
Amber Heard's legal team had filed a motion earlier this month to have the libel verdict against her set aside or a mistrial declared. Among the issues cited was a juror who has the same name and address as his father, but it was the father who had been called for jury duty. Judge Penny Escarati rejected all of Heard's claims, saying specifically the juror issue was irrelevant. Depp had won a $10 million judgment against Heard earlier this year over a 2018 op-ed piece she had written. Heard had won a $2 million judgment on a counterclaim against Depp. Heard can still take her case to the Virginia Court of Appeals. I'm Margie Zarletta.
Recapping our top story, U.S. President Joe Biden arrived in Israel on Wednesday, kicking off a high-stakes trip to the Middle East dominated by efforts to persuade Gulf allies to pump more oil and bring Israel and Saudi Arabia closer together. Biden will spend 2 days in Jerusalem for talks with Israeli leaders before meeting Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas on Friday in the occupied West Bank. Afterward, he will take a direct flight to Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, a first for an American president, for talks with Saudi officials and a summit of Gulf allies. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.